We are learning Masech Suvas Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and we're starting 8 lines from the top of Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Ahu Gavra D'Nofla Yevama V'Masa Mechaseh. This story is a very similar story to the story we had in Pumbedisa on Daf Pei Aleph on Beis. This Gavra Yevama fell to him again. It was a wealthy guy, Reuven, and Bayu Achu L'Mifsal V'Gita. Now that brother Shimon and Levi. Shimon was the older brother. He was going to do Yibum. And Levi felt that it was not fair that Shimon's getting all that Yerusha. He decided he wants to passel her with a get by giving her a get, and he passels all the brothers, and then they'll do chalitza and split all the whole Yerusha. So, why are you doing that? Is it because you want the nechasim? I will split with you the nechasim. I'm scared. I don't believe you. I don't like this deal. I'm scared you do with me what Pumbedisa Rama did to us. Which means that there, we didn't notice about the story before, but forget about Chalik Rav Yosef and Abaya. They were just arguing and learning. In that story, after he got married, Shimon said, go fly a kite. I'm not giving you anything. Even if he made a kinyan, he's called the Ramay. A lot of the Achreir handle me, it's really called a gazlin and not a gazlin. If you know, that was like Tosis has a gosh. He says, Mara Moisa, so Rav Yosef will have his vini's vini. So Tosis answers that. Not because he needed the ma'ase. He's just saying that was talking the halacha, talking and learning. But really, he said he can't do it. So Amalei, so he says, I don't want you to do what the Pumbedisa Rama did. So Amalei, he told him like this. Ibayis, plug like mahashta. You know what? I'll let you split it from now. Which means what they do? They said that I'll tell you the problem with Rav Yosef. The problem with Rav Yosef was that he was selling it to him right now. And that he thought pshat why he can't sell right now is because he doesn't own it yet. So I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to make a kinyan now that is only bichal later on, and they'll work with my freya from now. That's what he said we'll do. Make kinyan mahashta. We'll see exactly in a second what that means. I'm like, why is fucking mahashta? Even though we find such an idea, making a kinyan for later on that works mahashav. Where do we find that? It says, you tell your friend, make a mashiach on this para, but it shouldn't be kinda to you until after 30 days. The halacha is, you're kinda after 30 days, even though it's not in your rishos, usually mashiach means you pull into your rishos, here we're sending the agam. It still works. I can make a kinyan with a time, like a time cap, whatever, it's like a time release, and I can do it, that it's in Michal, I make the kinyan now, it's Michal in 30 days. So here he wanted to do that also. So he says, it only works over there. Hasam biyadai, hachala biyadai. He says, there's no sheiches. There, it's biyadai. There, by that case, right now, you could make a kinyan right now. Mashaykin over here, you can't make a kinyan right now, because you have to first get married. So therefore, it won't work. Therefore, it won't work. Now, Rashi speaks out that the reason why it won't work is for two reasons. First of all, he passed the Rav Yosef that you can't do it anyway because everything is achrayi for the ksuba. But he says even if you didn't pass the Rav Yosef, still right now it's not biyadai. So really, two problems here. It's first of all, it's not, right now you didn't get it yet. You didn't do yibun yet. And number two, even if you did, it's all achrayi to the ksuba. That's why it doesn't work. It's no shaykes. It doesn't work. So the Gemara has a kasha, stamazai, on this memra we just said about making this time release. So he has a kasha like this. There it says that you're not kind if you do this leich mashaych, you do mashaych for after 30 days. Like kasha, hodom lekani ma'achshav, hodli, omega lekani ma'achshav. You have to say kani ma'achshav, that la'achash leish m'yoyim, when you get it, it'll be kani for you from ma'achshav. That's all. That's the only way it works, that kinyan. But Akaponim, in this case, Akaponim was saying, Lefir Rav Yosef, you cannot give away, this case of Shimon and Levi, there's no way to get it. You cannot give away half of it. You're not allowed to give away half of it. Moshe had an idea to give a get, that Shimon should give a get, and then he could do what he wants. But that's partial of presence. It's like, he's not going to go through the whole process. That much, Joshua Big Sadik, he's not going to do that. Yeah. Zogta Maravait, Boyi Minei Me'ulam. Yavam Va'acha Chilek, they asked Ula Shaila. Let's say you did Yibam ready. And then you gave away half the nechasim. Mao. So, loyos v'klom. He passed like Rav Yosef. It doesn't work. Then he asked another question. What about if chilek, if you split it, even before you did yibum? V'achar yavam. Mao. Loyos v'klom. It doesn't work. Maskeflo, Rav Sheshes. It makes no sense. Hashto, you told me already. Yavam achilek, loyos v'klom. Means after he already got the 10 buildings, he wanted to give it away. It doesn't work. Why? It's a chariot and a ksuba. Chilek v'achar yavam abayi. You think if you gave it away before the yibum, they have to tell me there that you can't give it away? And for the Gemara, Shnei Maisim Hayu. There was two different stories. The Rashi says, Misha Shal Azul, Lo Shal Azul. It's two questions that were asked for him. They didn't hear each other. They're two different questions. And therefore, they're in this order, but they're two different questions, and therefore it's not a kasha. Zok the Gemara. Ki asa rav and omer shlokesh ben yava v'acha chilek, ben chilek v'acha yibem, lo osov lo yiklum. The halacha is, it is not chal, we pass on the Rav Yosef that if you give away half the nechasim or any part of the nechasim, why? Because kol hanechasim are all achrayi to the ksuba of the isha rishayna. What? Where? When? After you married? After you own? You can't give it away. You can't give it away. Started. You've been a kingdom before, you can't do it. The halacha is you can't do it. And we said why. So we spoke out the Rav Chanan. I'll speak it out one more time. Rav Chanan said maybe the reason is because Chazal said you know I'll do it. And therefore it's like Avloi Mahani. Zokt Rav Chanan is not the reason. The reason is because Alamuol the Kantos of the Machir. They made a Takana. The Takana is so strong. They want it to be Achrayi. He said it doesn't work. It's not Chal. And he brings a Raya because the Gemara before what a Raya in the case of Noisha Ba'achiv, that there also you might see the money. There no one did anything wrong. No one did anything wrong. They didn't do a Kenegat Chatal. Still, you see, Alum Rav Chanan the Kanta. Okay. Back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, remember, our Mishnah says that all the money of the first Ruvain are almost Shubid to the ksuba of the wife, and now it's Shimon's wife. So it says, you have money, you buy karka. That was all for your mayor. You buy money, you buy karka. Pay ris, you buy karka. Because your mayor holds the metatlam mashuba de ksuba. Chama say, metatlam not mashuba de ksuba. And the first thing Chama say is, pay ris hamachabarim be karka shaloi. The pay ris that are mechuba de karka belong to the yavam. The yavam, the second husband, to the yavam. And the question is like this, why? Amai, v'alkol nechas v'achrayim. The kash like this, that peiros that are mechuba lekarka are like karka. If it's like karka, that's mechuba to the wife's ksuba. So what you should do is, you have to sell those peiros, even if either rabbanon, you have to sell those peiros and buy properties in order to be mechuba to the ksuba. So why is he getting it? That's the Gemara's kasha. Omra shlokesh, you're right, tnishla, you have to be geiros, shalom, it goes to her taka. Now Rashi has a very important question. We had a few blat ago, that peiros that are mechubarim, according to the chachamim, are called peiros of nichsim elot. That means if he gets married, there's nothing to Yavam, a regular case. He gets married to Isha with a field full of peiros. Who gets those peiros? Machlekes. Rabbanon hold that the husband gets those peiros. Why? Because it's called peiros. It's called peiros. So here we're saying it's called karka. There we say it's called peiros. What's going on over here? So, and remember, Chum hold peiros and not meshuvah to ksuba. Here we're saying we're asking Kasha Chum and that's your meshuvah because it's karka. So what are they? Karka or peiros? It's like Tosis. Avad, the summer's chuvah karka is called karka. But Lagabi Peres Nichs Malug, it's not Tali if it's called Karka, not called Karka. It's Tali if there's a Karen Kayemes. Peres means anything that if you take the Peres away, the Karen is still there, it's called Peres. So if there's a field full of Peres, I take off the Peres, the principle is still there. That's called Peres when it comes to Nichs Malug. Masha Inkain, the case of over here, where it's something that's Meshubit, that'll have to be Meshubit to her Ksuba and Taka Sayy Gurus Shalom. It says in the Mishnah, Kansa, Shimon goes ahead, marries the wife of Reuven. The halacha is harei ke ishtoi. The next gemara is sound very familiar. It's a gemara in Yevamos. L'may hilchos. So what does it mean harei ke ishtoi? We know it's your wife. What does that mean? Am Rav Yosi Rav Chanina loymar shemegar shemeget umachzira. Two halachas we learn from here. The gemara isn't explained. But the two halachas we learn: you're allowed to give a get to your vama, and also you're allowed to take her back. What's the chiddush of each one? Megar shemeget pshita. What's the chiddush? Ma'od the tema ve'yibam rachmana. It's mashma, even after you do yibum, it has a din of yibum. And maybe, maybe there's always still a zika. And if you ever want to get rid of her, you have to do chalitza also. Like tiskele beget, elba chalitza. Maybe you only need chalitza. If you ever want to get rid of her, you still got to do chalitza. Kamash v'lon, that it's called a regular wife, ishtel chaldavar, and you can use a get. What about machzira? You take her back, machz gushasa, pshita. Why is the name machz gushasa? Ma'o the tema mitzvah d'ram rachman olah avda. Maybe you would think like this. You did the mitzvah of Yibam. Now, Vahashto, now there's no mitzvah anymore. Take him like Yisrael Shach. Now it's a regular Yisrael Shach. Kamash Malon. No. It's a regular wife now. It's no problem with Shach. Break the Gemara of Eimah HaChinami. Maybe Taka. Maybe Taka can't come back. Amakra, V'locha L'Isha, Ekshor L'Isha. Kibuz L'Locha Nas L'Ishtai. Once you took her, she's Mamish, your wife. Now, Tosis Bavarns, maybe every Yibam, after the first Bia, you did the mitzvah, you shouldn't be able to stay married. If you don't have a mina, you couldn't do machz b'shasai. How did you think every person was married? That's a very first thing. Tosfos says, "Hab shita dekshiyavma ivama mutu lava yala bias harbe kemoish yirtza." For less than me, Mr. Rama Rahmanullah. You know why? Because that wouldn't be a normal marriage. You gotta have a normal marriage. But maybe after the get, you would think, Kantamach Kushasai, Kamash Vlad, Ishtar Lachal Davar.